If you became a believer and liked Christian music in the early 80s, you listened to Amy Grant. You heard songs like
El Shaddai, El Shaddai.
And of course,
sing your praise to the Lord. Come on everybody, stand up and sing one more hallelujah.
Then in the 90s, a whole new audience got introduced to Amy Grant's music through her album Heart in Motion with songs like know this one. Heart in Motion is celebrating its 30th anniversary. She's re-releasing the album and heading back on tour this year. Amy Grant, great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Well, it's been 30 years. I mean, what did it mean to you to have so many more people listening to your music and a whole new audience, really, with this album?
Oh, goodness. Well, those were 30 years ago when this record came out. And by the way, you know, when you're making a musical project, you don't know what the response is going to be. And so I was, Heart in Motion was a joyful record. I had two young children. My life was full of music. I was doing a different direction. It just really was, it was that fun feeling of risk. But I had no idea that, you know, it would lead to the hardest working year of my life. Because when something becomes successful, it sort of takes on a life of its own, you know. And I've never traveled so much, slept so little. It was like drinking out of a fire hose for a couple of years there.
A song that most people would remember on Heart in Motion is Baby Baby. And for you, that song has come full circle in a very special way. Tell us about that.
Yes. 30 years ago, when I was writing the songs for Heart in Motion, 30-plus years ago, I was pregnant with my first daughter. And so I was pregnant while I was writing the record and then gave birth, still writing, and in the studio. So the whole making of that record, you know, I had a little one in tow. Mm. And July marked the 30th anniversary, and my daughter Millie is now that age. And July 4th, she announced to our whole family, I'm pregnant with my first baby, and she's a girl.
Wow.
And he was like, ah!
That's pretty amazing.
And I know, and you know, it's, and I'm touring now and singing at least 7 songs from that record in the context of the show. And I just feel like, well, I guess I'm singing these for my granddaughter, but it's music is just so connected to the timeless part of us, you know, the eternal part of us. It's just hard to make the calendar make sense in my head when it comes to music. Yeah. You know, you play an old song of a favorite old song, and like part of you, you are 17 again.
We're speaking with Amy Grant. Last November, you had some heart surgery. It wasn't something you were expecting to have. How did you find out that you needed to have this major operation?
Well, I went to, so it was Christmas of December of 2019. And my husband, Vince, his dad died at 65 from a heart attack. Mm. And, you know, and Vince was in his 60s, and he just said, whew, I'm like, and he was feeling winded going upstairs, and you know, he loves a cheeseburger and fries, but he just said, I'm going to go to the doctor. And so he went and did all these tests, and I just went with him for the test results, and they were all good. And then the cardiologist turned to me and said, hey, we need to get you in and check you out. And I was like, I'm the Energizer Bunny. I'm fine, you know. And he said, no, we should do this. And we were right in the middle of our Christmas shows. And I said, well, not this month. And he said, come in the first week of January. And I said, okay. And I did. And he put me through all these tests and got to the end of those. And I had a message on my phone. He said, call me when you wake up. And this was like 2 or 3 days later. And I said, what's up? And he said, you have an undetected birth defect and we need to do surgery this year.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, this is incompatible with old age. I was like, okay.
Well, you came through that.
I did.
Are you feeling good?
I feel fantastic. Yep.
Excellent. It's a good thing, too, because you're heading back out on tour this fall, also doing a Christmas tour with Michael W. Smith. That's awesome. And it's the 30th anniversary of her album, Heart in Motion. We've been speaking with Amy Grant this morning. Thank you so much, Amy.
Oh, I've loved this. Thanks for having me.